for Inclusive Childcare welcomes you to Inclusion Matters. We share resources and information to support quality childcare for all children. By partnering with early childhood professionals, parents, grandparents, and other caregivers, we work together to help every young child thrive. Welcome to Inclusion Matters, a podcast from the Center for Inclusive Childcare. I'm Priscilla Weigel, the Executive Director, and I am so excited to have my guest today, Holly Globitz, and she is from the Minnesota Department of Health, and she is the Workplace Wellness Coordinator for the Office of Statewide Health Improvement Initiatives, and she has some really great news for all of our listeners who are early childhood educators. Welcome, Holly.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here today to talk about this this new recognition program that we have. So thanks.
Wonderful. I'm looking forward to hearing more about it. And before we do that, can you just tell our listeners a little bit more about all of those things I just said in your introduction and how they all fit together in the statewide system and what some of those things mean?
Yeah, I'm happy to. I know it gets a little confusing as to who's doing what, right? We have a lot of state agencies out there. So as you mentioned, I work in the Office of Statewide Health Improvement Initiatives. And because we like acronyms, we call it OSHI. The work in OSHI is basically to work in communities to try to prevent chronic diseases before they start. So we do this work in a couple of different ways. Some work is done through funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or the CDC, as most people know of it. And through that work, we will work with a variety of different partners to do work like this recognition program that I'm talking about today. The other bucket of work falls under what we call a statewide health improvement partnership, or SHIP grant, that's distributed to local public health departments throughout the state. Those local public health departments work with a variety of different community organizations and settings, including workplace, healthcare, schools, city governments, county governments, et cetera, on policy systems and environmental changes that support health. So those are kind of the buckets of work that we have. And so childcare is one of those settings. It's also a setting of the work that we do with CDC. So that is a little bit of the background of OSHI. My work, you notice my title is Workplace Wellness Coordinator, and you're probably thinking, what the heck does that have to do with childcare? I actually did a lot of the work with my coworker, Elizabeth Gardner, and some other great individuals on this recognition through a CDC grant. So I was pulled in to help with that. So that's kind of why I am talking about a childcare recognition when I'm actually Workplace Wellness Coordinator. So I do dabble in childcare in my work, and I also facilitate a lot of breastfeeding work.
Oh, nice.
Our area as well. So that's a little bit about us.
That's super helpful. And we'll have to have you on again to talk about the breastfeeding work too, because that's interesting to childcare and all that's going on there. So you are here to talk about this great opportunity for some recognition for some of the hard work that a lot of educators are doing out there in their settings. So tell us a little bit more about what this recognition is, and we're going to hear more about how people can apply and all of that.
Yeah. So, as I mentioned earlier, this was part of the work of a CDC grant that we received. We know that encouraging children to be active, to eat healthfully, reducing screen time, getting a good start with breastfeeding is very important to build lifelong habits. And those lifelong habits can really help with things like building stronger bones and muscles, establishing good heart and lung health, promoting better mental health. For kiddos, we know it can improve focus and academic stress, and not to mention prevent a variety of different diseases. And we also know that childcare providers help shape healthy habits early and yes. for a lifetime. And they work very hard at doing so. So we really wanted to recognize providers for the integral role they play in the overall health and well-being of children and the families in their care. So that is why we created the Celebrating Excellence in Child Care Recognition Program.
Nice. Well, I mean, I think it's such a great, you just described so beautifully all the things that happen in early childhood that are essential for that lifelong path and those patterns, as you said. And so tell us a little bit more about the name of the, you know, like the name and other pieces that you want to share. And
a little bit of the process about how this was created. We developed a work group. From a variety of different organizations, including the, of course, Minnesota Department of Health, mm-hmm. The University of Minnesota, the U of M Extension. We had input from, employees from Providers Choice, Renewing the Countryside. So we had a few different organizations and people representing those organizations on a work group. As a work group, we kind of came together and said, where in Minnesota do we do well? What are areas that really help, or where do we focus? What organizations help focus on things like healthy eating, moving your body, reducing screen time, breastfeeding, et cetera? Then we interviewed people from a variety of different states. We looked to see like what other states have a recognition program similar to maybe what we are looking at developing. We looked at Ohio. We looked at Missouri. We actually interviewed folks from Florida. So we did a little bit of background checking on a variety of different things, both in Minnesota and externally. We drafted a recognition program, basically, and then we took it to the childcare providers. We actually held two focus groups, one for centers and one for in-home providers, because the hope is that this is going to be applicable and doable for all a variety of different providers, the variety of different providers we have throughout the state. And we took it to them and just said, what do you see as the barriers? What do you see as the benefits? What would prevent you from applying? What would, make you want to apply for this recognition? Yeah. We got their voice. We made what we feel like were the appropriate tweaks we could make. And then we launched the recognition in 2023. We did a pretty soft launch. It's been pretty quiet. So that's why I'm really happy to be here today, because we want to do more promotion. It's been around for about 3 years now. So we want to do a little bit promotion of the program overall. But that's basically the background of how the recognition was created. I will say right now, we're really using our Statewide Health Improvement Partnership, or SHIP, local public health grantees to really help with promoting the recognition and providing technical assistance for childcare providers that they're working with. We're still, it's continuing process improvements. So we're still looking at ways of providing more TA as we learn more.
So with that, and you're sharing the TA that's available, what is involved? I mean, what do people do to get this recognition?
Yeah, so the recognition focuses on four topic areas: nutrition, breastfeeding, physical activity, and screen time reduction. Each topic area has a series of benchmarks that providers need to meet. And there are a wide array of benchmarks. There's many out there to choose from. But each of the benchmarks they all have their own categories as well. So there are benchmarks for children. Okay. There's benchmarks for families and staff. And then there's policy, systems, and environmental benchmarks as well. So basically, providers, depending on what level of recognition they want to apply for, they need to meet a certain number of benchmarks. So they can apply for bronze, silver, or gold recognition. Okay. Whatever they choose to, they can apply for bronze 1 year, and then in a couple years, or a year later, apply for silver. They can go all the way up to gold. They can apply for gold right away, whatever they want to do. But there's a variety. One thing we heard is that there should be opportunity for success.
Yes.
So, you know, bronze level is a great kickoff point, a great place to start, and then building your way up.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure this is so helpful to folks who we know that early childhood educators want all of these good things to be happening in their settings, but to have a framework to be watching and understanding and seeing those benchmarks and saying, what am I working toward? What do I need to really have in place? Because we do a lot of work in early childhood and there's a lot of other expectations and things going on. But I think what you're highlighting in this recognition are things that are happening that sometimes we don't even realize they're happening because it's so natural in that age group to really be bringing those highlights and those expectations forward, those benchmarks that are often happening. So I'm guessing that when folks really look at some of these, at this framework, and they're looking at moving forward and trying to reach those levels, they might be surprised that, oh my gosh, I'm already doing a lot of these things. This is so exciting. I think that's really helpful. So, because when I talked to you first and Elizabeth, when we first met about this, I think that that was what really struck me as some of the things that you're bringing forward as you're really building awareness of the good work that people are already doing.
In the focus groups, that was some of the feedback we got. I was like, whoa, I'm already doing a lot of this.
Nice.
A lot of this work. So, yeah, you're right. And it can sound kind of cumbersome when I'm talking about it, but it's actually not too bad. So like for a bronze level recognition, you would need to get a total of like 12 benchmarks in the four different areas. So for bronze level recognition, you need to get 2 benchmarks for children and 1 for staff and or families.
Okay.
Like for silver, you would need to do 3 benchmarks for children, 2 for staff and families, and 1 policy, 1 PS policy systems and environmental change. For like gold, it's 3 for children, 2 for staff and families, and 2 policy systems and environmental change benchmarks. So once you look at the benchmarks, like I can give you an example of a bronze.
That's what I was just going to ask. Yeah. Can you share some examples of the benchmarks?
So say like if I am a provider and I want to apply for bronze, and I remember you got to work in all 4 topic areas. So you can't, we didn't really want people to just focus on one. We wanted to do a little smattering of all.
Sure.
So if I'm going to apply for bronze level recognition under nutrition, I might offer locally grown or raised food and always have water available. And I include handouts on what I offer to families.
Nice.
That meets the nutrition requirement.
Okay.
For breastfeeding, I feed babies on demand and I hold them. Those are 2. Yeah. And I promote breastfeeding with families. That's an example. So there's breastfeeding. For physical activity, I promote provide tummy time, and I allow toddlers 60 minutes of activity in an 8-hour time frame. I also encourage staff to be active when they're out with the kiddos, right?
Okay.
As screen time reduction, we don't use television viewing as a reward, and it's used primarily for educational purposes. And staff review educational materials on screen time use once a year. So those would all qualify me for bronze level recognition.
Great. And a lot, as we've just noted, a lot of people are already doing those things.
Yes.
On a regular basis. So that's super helpful. Thank you for sharing some of those examples. I think the thing that I really am excited about as well is you're drawing families into the process in addition to the educator, which creates that whole child approach. And, you know, a child is not an entity by itself. They're always a part of a family of some configuration. And so getting that information. So are you supporting through this process, helping educators talk with families about the fact that they're trying to achieve these levels?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We are, and we're talking, you know, there, some of the benchmarks revolve around like, let families know this is what you do.
Yeah.
Or, you know, sometimes we'll get, people will hear the P word policy and be like, no, I don't want to do a policy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But really we're looking at, do you have something in, it could even be something in your handbook. Yeah. Or something that you hand to employees. So it doesn't have to technically really be a policy. We want to see what you have in writing that says, hey, this is in my handbook that we support breastfeed. If you choose to breastfeed, we will support you in these ways, right? Yeah. Not every family chooses to breastfeed.
Sure.
That's their choice. But if you choose to breastfeed, we are going to be supportive of you in these specific ways. So yeah, it's really a lot of it revolves around like communicating with families and also supporting staff while they're while they're going through, like, are your are the staff trained in breastfeeding? Do they get to move with the children? Do they get to eat the same healthy food? Different things like that. So we tried to incorporate, put it all together, incorporate, because it's a family. Nothing happens in a vacuum. So.
Right, right. And I think that the beauty of this also is when you mentioned earlier, there's, you know, technical assistance available, there's partnership in the work of people trying to attain these levels. They're not just struggling and trying to do it on their own. They're tapped into a lot of great professional support with you and the team and the other folks that are supporting this recognition process. So they don't have to figure it out all by themselves. They get support through the process. Yeah. That's fantastic. That's great. And so what are some of the benefits to providers for being recognized?
Well, they get, the recognized providers do get a certificate signed by the Commissioner of Health. They have the option to have window clings if they want to. One thing we heard, a lot of in-home providers don't really like having window clings. So we are not going to inflict them upon you if you don't want them, but they are available. And then they will give them a press release to announce their recognition so they can get some media out of it if they would like to.
Lovely. Oh, that's fantastic. That's great, because it is, it's one of those things that just lends to the quality of your program. Whether you're a family child care or a center-based care, it's more opportunity to say to families, we're going above and beyond doing great work to provide quality care for your child, and here's how. And I think that's exciting. Wonderful. Wonderful. So how do people apply?
So the application is actually on our website, www.health.state.mn.us.
And if we will include a link in the description of the podcast when it's live, so people can just click on that and go right to the spot.
Wonderful. So if you click on our website, if you do just search the website for child care recognition program, and it will pop right up. There's a couple different ways that folks can apply. So first, I just want to say, if you're not even quite sure if you want to do this, the benchmarks are out there for you to review. There's a PDF out there. You can click on it and look at all the benchmarks, determine if you want to apply or not. And even if you decide, I never want to apply for this, it might give you some good ideas. It might give give some good ideas on things that you can do to support your families and the kiddos, of course. But there's a couple different ways that folks can apply. There is a PDF version. So if you like the more low-tech option, you can print the PDF, fill it out. You can email it in. There's an email address on the webpage, or you can mail it in, physically mail it in. The address is also on the webpage, or they can apply electronically. Folks can apply electronically. You fill out an intent to apply, and then we send you the application. You can take your time filling it out. You can fill out certain sections, save, and come back later. So you don't have to fill the whole thing out all at once. We have a lot of people that do that. They'll start. In fact, we've got about three circulating out there now where they've started the application. They're not quite done yet. So that's a nice part of the online version as well, is that you can save and come back later. You don't have to do everything right now.
Yeah.
We have two application deadlines a year, June 15th, which has just passed, and then December 15th is the other deadline.
Great. So there's plenty of time to catch that December deadline by getting on. And I think I love that there's a PDF available with the benchmarks, because let's say you're you're a director and you're thinking, oh, I would like to do this, but it allows you to kind of print it off and bring it to a staff meeting and talk it through with your team to say, we're thinking about moving forward with this. What do you all think? What are we need? You know, are there things we need to be doing to get really up to speed on some of these things? What are we missing? And I think that's lovely. And also for family childcare too, to be able to just take that, follow the what's on there and really be aware, as you said, even if you're not thinking about applying in either case, to just really say, how can I raise the level of what I'm providing to families on the health topics that you've noted? And so the areas, again, it's breastfeeding, physical activity,
nutrition,
of course.
And then screen time reduction.
Screen time reduction. Thank you. And all of those things are so important for lifelong learning and for healthy kids and families. That's just super helpful. So basically it sounds like everything is really accessible and available on your website as far as Absolutely. Questions and anything that anyone would need.
Yep, exactly.
Yes. Great. Oh, that's fantastic. Well, thank you, Holly, for taking the time today to tell us more about this amazing recognition. And it's the title of the recognition is like childcare excellence. I mean, can you say it one more time? And I don't even know if we've mentioned it.
It's excellence in childcare.
Thank you. I got it mixed up. Excellence in childcare.
Yes.
And it's a great way for you all out there listening to really add some great reminders to you personally as an educator to say, wow, I'm really doing a lot. Because yes. I think that's one of the benefits of even just going through the process is to say, surprisingly, I think we're on the right track to really check off a lot of these benchmarks and then also to get in deep partnership with families through that process and making sure that you all as a staff and a team and as a provider are also getting healthy along with the children. It's a win-win all the way around.
Yeah. Yes, we hope so.
It sounds like it to me. Well, thank you, Holly. And I'm going to, as I mentioned earlier, we're going to make sure that there's a link to everything that Holly referred to. So it's easy when you go to our website, when the podcast is live, you'll just be able to click. There also is a one pager that we'll also link to there. I know you shared that with me a couple weeks ago, and we'll make sure that that's available there too. So people can click on that and get more information. And thank you very much, Holly Globitz from the Minnesota Department of Health, Workplace Wellness Coordinator in the Office of Statewide Health Improvement Initiatives. You have a long title.
Yes. Absolutely. Thank you again for having me. It's been great.
Oh, good. Well, we'll have you on again to talk about how this is all going too. I would love to do like a follow-up episode to just talk about some of the applications and some of the processes that you've noted through the process of people applying. So thank you, Holly. Thank you to our listeners, and watch our website for more information on this great initiative and this great excellence award. Thank you for listening to Inclusion Matters.
For more information and a wide range of resources, visit inclusivechildcare.org. You'll find information on our coaching services and support on topics such as healthy child development, strategies for encouraging positive behavior, and guidance on including children with unique social, emotional, and learning needs, and much more.